Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Yes, it is BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Football Friday. Line them up. It's time to go through every week three NFL game. Let's start with Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Chiefs and the Colts, a game that I think had a lot of buzz before the season and now buzz for a different way, because one team looks like they're rolling, the other team looks like they can't get out of their own way. And over at BetMGM, this is the most bet game and this is the most bet team right now. And that would be the Chiefs side of this thing. The public team this week is the Kansas City Chiefs. All the numbers for the Colts are bad. I mean, they're all bad. They've been outscored 44-3 the first three quarters. Gus Bradley can't stop Patrick Mahomes. Reed is great in September. Is this as easy as it looks? Let's start with that. 5.5 is the number.
No, it's not. It's not as easy as it looks. What's your opinion of the Colts? You know, everything looks terrible. We all understand that. But over the course of the season, are we going to see the Colts rebound like we typically do? And when the hell is it going to happen? Right now, the offense is pathetic. The overall team is pathetic. Defense, pretty good. It's pretty good, but I mean, the offense is just so bad. Second worst offensive DVOA, total DVOA. They're second worst in the league. Some of those numbers you reference. So you got Andy Reid in September. You also have Andy Reid with extra time to prepare. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he gets this extra prep time. Mahomes against Gus Bradley. Let's dive into those numbers. He's faced Gus Bradley, the Colts defensive coordinator, replacing who is now the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus, right? Mahomes against Bradley 7 times. The KC record is 6-1. They've scored 33 points per game against Gus Bradley. 7.6 yards per attempt, 17 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mahomes indoors, 8-0, 22 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mahomes is awesome, we know that, but these numbers are better than that. Okay, I'm all about Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I believe that one is still plus money. I don't know what's scaring me off with the Chiefs minus 5.5. I think it's going to close higher. We talked with Crack about how, you know, now with sports betting, volume can actually move numbers. The volume's going to be on the Kansas City side. No public bettor is pulling up their app on Saturday and Sunday, and they're going to be betting Colts plus 5.5. They're like, oh, this is easy. Pat Mahomes. I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday, and they're like, it looks too easy. I'm like, yeah, and that's when you have to hesitate. That's the only thing holding me back here, is that it looks too damn easy. What of my survivor picks? I've got two teams I kind of like. I don't want to say really like, because it's week three. It's really hard. And I had a fifth spot, and I just kind of threw it on the Chiefs. I didn't feel great about it. I'll probably lose it. But I just threw it on the Chiefs. It'll be a very popular play. Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns is my favorite bet here. I'm not looking to take the Chiefs or the Colts in any contest.
Yeah, I love Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I did put the Chiefs in that money line just for funsies parlay earlier in the week. But just playing devil's advocate here, I do think this could be a spot where we're going to see a desperate Colts team and an all-out effort. And who has Matt Ryan? Where have his weapons been? And with Pierce and Pittman maybe coming back, they practice, they could look a little bit better on offense.
Well, that's the only reason I'm not taking the Chiefs, rather. Yeah. Yeah, that's the only thing holding me back.
Yeah,
I don't see
they're
how
gonna
the Colts
be a desperate team.
I'd be surprised if the Colts could slow down the Chiefs, right? Keep them under 24, 27. But can the Colts offense make this a game? They might. They might turn things around. All right, let's go to the Bills and the Dolphins, a game that I don't think anyone expects to be anything but a shootout here between two teams that, you know, are lighting it up. I mean, the Miami Dolphins lit up the Ravens in the second half last week at fourth quarter specifically, and the Bills are lighting everybody up. We talked about it yesterday, trend versus truth. When the Bills win, they cover. Dolphins also are dead last in the NFL in yards per play. The defensive side of this game is not getting talked about, but that's why I like the Bills in this one. The Bills' defense, number one in the NFL yards per play, and Miami's dead last. I mean, and they also played New England in there. I mean, I know it's two games, right? It's a very short sample. But they played one explosive kind of offense. Like, I guess with Lamar, the Ravens are explosive, even though their passing game isn't usually. There's nothing explosive about New England. And yet still Miami's dead last in yards per play. That worries me here. And Josh Allen, have you seen his numbers in his career against the Dolphins? I mean, he's destroyed them.
Oh, they kill him. They kill him.
We're on the path to this being his Bears. He owns the Miami Dolphins, like the Aaron Rodgers Bears thing. That's what he's done so far in his career. 7-1. Average margin of victory is 19 points. I mean, it's not even close.
Bills, short week, Miami off a miraculous comeback and Tua's game of his career thus far. Mm-hmm. And for bettors, I think the story is the defense. When you turn on all the pregame, ESPN, NFL Network, all they're going to be talking about is Tua's big game, how this can decide the AFC East early on. Josh Allen is unstoppable. Okay, fine. All that is worth discussing. But for me, when I'm handicapping this game, it's all about the defense. It's about the fact that the Dolphins are dead last in the league in yards per play on that side of the ball. 6.9 yards per play. It's that Xavier Howard did not practice yesterday. Teron Armstead did not practice yesterday. And it is much worse on the Bills side. This is so scary to take them as a road favorite, the public road favorite. Everybody's flying high. The number's probably going to climb by the time we get to Sunday. They might be missing their entire secondary. Secondary. We knew about Trey White coming into the season. Dane Jackson has been awesome to start the year. He's got one of the lowest passer ratings against when he's been picked on in the entire NFL. He did not practice due to a neck. Micah Hyde, one of the best safeties in the game. He did not practice due to a neck injury. Jordan Poyer, foot injury. He did not practice yesterday. Gabe Davis expects to return. He was limited. Dawson Knox was limited. Their center, Mitch Morse, he was limited in practice yesterday. Jordan Phillips on the defensive line. This is, man, I can't back the Bills here. I can't back the Dolphins because I don't want to go against the Bills. I still see Buffalo scoring points. We're just talking about the matchup, the Bills. I mean, all these injuries we're talking about for Buffalo, they're on the defensive side of the ball. So the Bills are still going to score.
Yeah.
I was looking at the team total. The thing is, you got to get to 30 if you want to hit that bet. And I still feel pretty good about it, but I don't know that I'm going to go to the window. Can't wait to watch the game. But anything I'm doing in this game, props related, totals, team totals, hopefully we get the shootout that we're all expecting.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I mean, when do these injuries catch up with the Bills? I'm not interested in betting against the Bills, but against Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and you have a banged up secondary, Gabe Davis, Dawson Knox. I mean, you mentioned it. Injuries to defensive tackles, Matt Milano. I mean, the list goes on.
Yep.
This is definitely a concern for the Bills, who have looked so dominant, but I would be a little concerned, you know, being on the Bills' side this week with all of these injuries, because we don't know when it's going to catch up to them. And Waddle and Tyreek Hill, ooh, they looked really good last week. So if your secondary is banged up, I don't know how you stop those dudes.
Well, you get a pass rush. That's going to be the key to this game. Like, can they get Tua time? If Tua has time against a banged up pass rush, we saw it last week. He made throws, and those receivers just ran by everybody. That could happen again. I'm not sure Tua has as much time this week. The Ravens' pass rush is not good right now. The Bills' pass rush with Von Miller is way better. If I had to take a side in this game, I'd be on the Bills. They've owned this series, and I'm not ready to say it's flipped yet. I have to see Miami compete with them for four quarters for me to feel like they can. I mean, we haven't seen it in years. I mean, every time they play, it is a blowout on one side. So yeah. I like the Bills side more than I like the Dolphins side. And we talked about it. When they win, they cover. That has been the Buffalo Bills for about 2 years now. All right, let's go to the Eagles and the Commanders. One of our biggest spreads of the weekend. Eagles minus the 6.5 on the road against Washington. It's Wentz against the Eagles. But here's what it really is, the way I look at this game. It's the Eagles offense against a bad Washington defense. That's where I think the Eagles just have the advantage so much and why they'll win this game. I mean, how is Washington stopping them? Washington's defense is awful. They can't stop anyone. Last week, it just felt like there's big play after big play for the Lions. I think the Eagles could do the same thing. This feels like a higher scoring game. I feel like the Eagles will get theirs. And What's the Washington offense so far? Big plays and turnovers, right? That's what they've done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
The totals is much more interesting to me. I agree with you there. Higher scoring game. Now we're above 47. 47 is a key number. We're above that number. Maybe you want to look team total on the Washington side. This is a classic case of we've played two games and everyone has decided that the Eagles are not good. They're great. Slow down. Now, I put them in my top five in the power rankings, and I feel that they earn that. They have the best offensive line in football, according to most people. Jalen Hurts is playing like an MVP. He's a third favorite in the odds. The defense has been strong. I mean, they really upgraded that secondary, and their corners are playing great ball right now. You could make a case that James Bradbury, a couple weeks in, is an elite corner. I mean, that's how he's played, and Darius Slay as well. So, I mean, where's the weakness? That's what I always say about the Bills. Where's the weakness? Well, right now it's the injuries for them. Where's the weakness on the Eagles at this moment? It's hard to come up with one as they take care of the Vikings, and they were getting all the buzz a week ago. We're too far. 3 to 6.5 in a week. Such a small sample size. We've come way too far, and I know they don't have much of a home field. They're on the road. They're on the road. This has been a big upgrade, whether anybody on this show wants to admit it or not. This has been a massive upgrade at quarterback for Washington. Heinicke was trash. Heinicke got that job based off covering the spread against Tampa Bay in a playoff game. That's how he got that job. That was a joke last year. And yes, the Commanders' defense stinks, but Wentz is leading the league in touchdowns. He's second in passing yards. He's going to score. And I'm not saying Washington's going to win the game, but if this thing touches 7, I'll tell you right now, all the sharps are going to be in on that side. So this is Commanders or nothing for me, even though their defense stinks again, and the Eagles are going to get there. So it's Washington or nothing, and it's playing like props and totals to the over, because this should be a high-scoring one.
I agree with you. It's Washington or nothing, and there is a lot of pressure on Carson Wentz, his third team in as many years, a revenge game for him, whether he admits it or not. He has to show out, because Washington fans love him. They're putting him on a pedestal. They are so happy they got an upgrade at quarterback. And if he doesn't perform and they don't win this division game, I don't know. Perhaps it'll be a big overreaction if fans turn on him, but I wouldn't be surprised, because right now you listen to Sports Talk Radio 106.7 The Fan, and all of the callers are just loving Carson Carson Wentz. Every time I'm driving around, that's all people are talking about. So I think there's a ton of pressure on this guy. Like, he has to have a big performance against the Eagles, his former team.
I agree with the way we've handicapped this. Keep an eye on the Washington injury report, though. Their center's on the IR. Their right guard is banged up. If they have interior issues on the offensive line, that's going to hurt Wentz, right? That's how this game gets out of hand for Washington, if it does. All right, let's go hit the Ravens-Patriots here. I am fascinated by this game. The Ravens were about 3-point favorites all week. We're still dancing around that number. Lamar popped up on the injury report with an elbow. They said he had a full practice yesterday, but he had an elbow pad on in practice a couple days ago. And the Patriots have only been a home underdog under Bill Belichick, 19 times. 19, that's it. In what? How many years have you been there? 22 years? Basically once a year, less than once a year, they're a home dog in all of his time. And right, they've had a couple bad, tough seasons. That's probably where most of it's concentrated in. 15-4 ATS when they're home underdogs under Bill Belichick. This doesn't happen often. When it does, Bill Belichick's teams cover. Here's my thought on this game. This is an over game. This number feels too low with Lamar Jackson playing football. I feel like he could break a couple. 44.5 feels like a low total. I like the over in this game. That Ravens defense stinks right now. We heard it from Lockett Fora on a couple days ago. This feels like a very low number for these teams. I'd go over in this game.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting game because Jacoby Myers went on NFL Network and was like, I still don't understand what the Pats are trying to do on offense. That is a big concern. And then who do the Ravens have on offense as well? Besides Lamar Jackson, they have no real threat also to throw Bill Belichick off his game.
Man, I have not heard one person make a case for New England here. And that worries me all the time. And we're still on this rock solid number of 3. It has not budged. And over the summer, we're talking about a pick 'em. I think this is more of a reaction against the Patriots. Like, we heard a lot of those bad reports. And I think people, in the back of their mind, it's still Bill Belichick. Still Bill Belichick. This injury report's brutal. I want to get the secondary news about the Ravens because I see limited yesterday. Marlon Humphrey, Marcus Peters, Brandon Stevens, Damarian Williams. Like, every cornerback they have was limited in practice yesterday. You still have Ronnie Stanley, who's just injured forever. But the thing is, Lamar can lift all of them up, and that's the way he's been playing. How are they going to bounce back? I think they'll be all right with Harbaugh. Not one of my favorite plays, but, this could land on the number of 3.
More to come, including Bucks-Packers next, right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.